You are listening to a message from City Church, located in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on City Church, or for additional resources, including service times, recommended readings, and additional audio, please visit citychurchpa.org.
This Advent season, we've been meditating on this one promise that God is with us. And so in this scripture that has been read, there are three things that I want us to focus on today, even as we just are about to celebrate Christmas, and as we're about to exchange gifts and do all that. I hope you know this, as John Wesley said, the best of all, God is with us. The best of all is that God is with us. I don't know what you, when you look at your life, what is that one thing that you can say, I cannot live without? And then what is that one thing, you know, what is that one thing that you can be able to say, listen, if this one thing is missing in my life would fall apart. And then what is that one thing that you are able to say that, listen, if I have this, everything in my life is okay. And this coronavirus has really helped us this year to really meditate on life, its brevity. And not only that, it has helped us to actually meditate on the fact that, like, what is really important in life? What's really important in life? And my prayer is that you came out of this year having to say this, that the best of all is that as long as I have God by my side, I can be able to survive anything. Amen. And simply because this has been a season where we have been so open to fears, we've been so open to attacks from every single direction. This is the season when we've been so open to loss of income, we've been so open to loss of health, and not only that, loss of loved ones. And I'll tell you the truth, it's really just been a very heavy season. Even just this week, as I've been looking and saying, God, if your presence was not with me, this would be so unbearable, because you're moving from holding an infant, celebrating, and then moving from there, visiting somebody who's on life support, and simply because this is just what 2020 has brought. And I want to really just press this as we are about to go home and as we're about to celebrate and exchange gifts and all that stuff. I want us to really focus in and recognize that the best gift that you could ever have is Jesus. Why? Because in Jesus you find this. You find somebody who's qualified to actually save your life, and not only that, to be able to sustain your life through every single thing. Because in Jesus you have Emmanuel, God with us. In Jesus, you have somebody who specializes in saving, and not only that, because he is still alive today, he's able to save. Right? And save and sustain you. And then in Jesus, you have somebody who promises that no matter whatever you go through, he is with you. And so when we look at this passage that we're looking at in Matthew 1, verse 20, I want you to see here, this passage helps us to understand the identity of Jesus, the person of Jesus. And it says this, but after he had considered these things, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, talking about Joseph, saying, Joseph, son of David. Right. And then so you begin to actually see, who is Jesus? Jesus is about to be born. He is going to be born in the line of David. So from there, if you are holding on, we've been walking through the Old Testament. If you know your Bible very well, and you know that when he's saying son of David here, he is actually proclaiming, I am about to invite you, Joseph, into my redemptive plan. I'm about to invite you into the plan that I had promised, not only just through, and this is what I love about the book of Matthew. It begins with genealogies and it goes and it starts all the way from Abraham going and showing you that this is actually, this angel here, when he's saying son of David, he's actually saying, I'm delivering a promise that is due now, but it was promised years and years ago. This is God keeping a promise. So Jesus is a rightful heir to the throne of David. This is God keeping a promise that, listen, I'm about to give you an everlasting king who is going to rule and reign forever. Right? Do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife. I'm inviting you into this plan to save the world because what has been conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. So there you get to see the dual identity. Jesus is both man, right? Is both man and he's also God. He's conceived of the Holy Spirit. What you're getting to see there is that he is rightly a king according to the lineage of David, but he's also, there's something different about him. He is coming here. He is going to be the one who's going to be qualified to bridge the gap between man and God. Because he is born of the house of David, but he's also conceived of the Spirit, meaning his origin is actually coming from God. John 1:4 says the one. John 1 says this. It says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. Proston theon. He was face to face with God. The Word became flesh in John 1:14, right? It says that he became flech and dwelt amongst us. Pitched the tent, took skin and bones and became one of us. And so there we see the only one who could live a life that we couldn't live is Jesus. He then passes to be the perfect human being, right? And then the only one who could talk to God and have a conversation nonstop. We see Jesus over and over in the Gospels spending time with God because he does not have sin to confess. He doesn't have that barrier. And he is the only one who can now be able to bring these two, man has sinned, God is perfect, holy. He's the only one who's qualified to bring people to God. Amen? And bring reconciliation. That's why Jesus makes all the difference. He makes all the difference because in the person of Jesus, Emmanuel, God is with us. You know what we get? We get, even in 2020, in the year of the pandemic, we get an open passage to be able to talk to God, bring all our burdens before him, because now our sins are no longer a barrier anymore. Now we can be able to be reconciled with God. That is the good news of the gospel. Right? And in this passage, we also see the purpose of Jesus, right? He's a credible Savior. And as I'm saying he's a credible Savior, I hope you do not listen. This is the mistake that we always make. We always think we've got the power to save ourselves. But at this moment, it's either you are the Savior of your life or you are going to give your life to the credible Savior. Right? Right, and then so we find the purpose of Jesus, the mission of Jesus. What is he coming for? Look at Matthew 1:21. It says this, and she will give birth to a son, right? And you are to name him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Can you say Jesus with me for a second? Say Jesus. You are not just mentioning his name there. You are actually talking about the purpose. Anytime you say Jesus, listen, I get to enjoy when I listen to somebody cussing out and they say Jesus, like they are literally invoking the purpose of Jesus. The mission of Jesus. What is his mission? This name Jesus, there we see the definition. It says that because he will save. And this is a name. The name Jesus means he will save, right? And it's actually coming from the Hebrew name Joshua. In the Old Testament, this Hebrew name Yahushua means Yahweh is salvation. It means only God is salvation. God is the one who has a strong arm, who is able to rescue you from everything that torments you. And then as he was actually talking in this way, and this was actually bringing in themes of God rescuing his children from Egypt, and God literally showing his strength, you will call him what? Jesus. Because he is going to come, and his mission is not about anything else but to come and to swing the arm of God and show that God is able to do what he promises he can do. That's why Jesus, when he encounters diseases, what happens? That's why Jesus, when he's talking to nature, what happens? That's why Jesus enters the grave that you and I cannot come out of when we go in there. But Jesus enters that grave and he comes out of there. What are we seeing? There, we're seeing Yahweh is salvation. He is able to conquer death, hell, and the grave, and there's nothing that can stop him. Right? This is the good news of the gospel. Right? Forget about the presence under the trees. This is what we are celebrating. The best of all is that God is with us. Our sins are no more, right, a threat for us. Right? Right, this is Yahweh saves, right? So that's it's shortened. It's called Yeshua. Yeshua means Yahweh saves, and that's why they went against him over and over, right? Giving this name to Jesus was implying that God was keeping his promise. What was the promise? The promise when Adam and Eve had sinned in Genesis 3:15, when Adam and Eve had sinned, he said that, listen, a seed from the woman will come and he will crush the head of the serpent. And that is what Jesus was coming to do for us. It's not only just the baby in the manger. We are seeing one who's destined to die. But in his death, he's going to crush the enemy so that in 2020, there's nothing that can crush us anymore, because all of it has been subjected under Jesus, the Son of God. Yes. Amen? That's good news. I'm telling you, this is so good, right? And who are those people that he's coming to save? Read the Gospels. Tax collectors, sinners. It doesn't matter who it is, even Pharisees, whoever it is, those that think they've got it right and those that have messed it all up, Jesus opens his arms so wide at the cross and says, it is finished. And that's why I just want to beg you, never divorce the manger from the cross, because if you do that, you divorce Jesus and his purpose for coming on earth. He was coming to conquer a battle for us. Amen? He was coming to conquer a battle for us. And then we get to see also the promise of Jesus in this text. The promise of Jesus, the promise of God. What is that promise? Look at 1:22, it says this. It was a fulfillment of God's promise. And we've spent, and if I can just beg you, we've spent the past couple of weeks going from Genesis, tracing this promise, what God was promising. And in Jesus, it's the culmination of that promise. Look at this. Now, all this took place. This angel showing up, Mary being pregnant, these took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, right? See, the virgin will become pregnant and she will give birth to a son, and they will name him what? Emmanuel, which is translated, God is with us. And you know what's so good? Is the fact that that term, listen, Jesus, when he ascended, he did not literally give up this title. He remains, God is with us. That is why, as Christians, as the people of God, and listen, that is why, that is one reason to still really run to him and get to know him if you do not know him, because listen to this, he is God with us. And this was a fulfillment of a prophecy in Isaiah chapter 7:14. And what was the fulfillment there? It was a fulfillment. In fact, this promise was given when King Ahaz is being threatened with war. And it says this, if you read that promise, he was threatened with war, and it says that him and the people of Israel were so afraid that they shook as trees. That they shook as trees. And then this is actually where, and then God began, he spoke through the prophet, and when he spoke through the prophet, he said to Ahaz, he said, ask for a sign. I am telling you, do not be scared. These people are like a smoldering wick in front of me. They're like stumps. Though they're an army so big coming after you, to me they are nothing. And then God said, ask for a sign from me. Let it be a sign that is high as the heavens. Let it be a sign that is as deep as the ocean. Let it be that sign. Ask for a sign from me. And then he said this. And then Ahaz decides that he's not going to ask for a sign. That's when God says, I'm going to give you a sign. And you know what that sign is? It's going to be a virgin giving birth to a son. And this son will be called Emmanuel. God is with us. And you know what that helps us with in 2020? It helps us so much because God is with us. If you're reading it from the context it was given, it means that all of a sudden, whatever makes us shake like trees, we have this sign. This sign is so high as the heavens. Can you measure them? No, you cannot. This sign is so deep as an ocean. Can you go down deep and be able to measure that? No, this is a sign. And what that simply means is this. I want you to catch this. What that simply means is that you cannot exhaust this sign. What is that sign? It is this baby in the manger who's about to go and he's about to demonstrate God's deep love, God's high love at the cross, so that at the cross he demonstrates his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ came, died for us. And listen, this is now where the promise comes in. What more can we say? If God is for us, who shall be against us? He who did not spare his own son but gave him up for all of us, how will he not graciously in 2020 during the pandemic give us all things? God with us is a promise that stands forever. Take everything. Give me that promise. That is what you need this Christmas. Oh, listen. I hope your heart is warmed up right now. I hope you're celebrating right now. I hope you just feel what I feel right now, because he can save. Not only that, he can save. He is a credible savior. Not only that, he can come. And listen, the word save is not only just saving, it's saving and sustaining. And sustaining so that God is with us is the best promise you could have. That's why I love it when John Wesley says, the best of all is God is with us. Amen? Amen? Amen. So let me ask you, where are you right now? Could you just examine yourself? Where are you? Are you found in a, are you stuck in doubt? Are you plagued by anxieties? Do you find yourself worried, concerned about the future? What about the sins you carry? Are you carrying them by yourself? What about your eternal destiny? I am here to say that there's a reason why we have the Advent season. Is every Advent season is an opportunity for you and me to dump our functional saviors, our functional saviors and the saviors that have no credibility, and run to Jesus and throw ourselves at Jesus and be able to say, God, could you pick me up today and could you sustain me no matter what comes my way? Because your word remains true. If you are for me, what can be against me? That's why we always say here at City Church, Jesus, meet us where we are. He's able to meet us where we are, but he's also never leaves us where we are. Why? Because he's given us Emmanuel, this inexhaustible sign. Amen. Can we pray? Jesus, we come before you and we thank you that where there was death, you brought life. Jesus, we thank you that, Lord, even at this moment, God, that your Spirit is present, Lord, to press in, Lord, what we need to hear. So I ask you that you would meet people all over this room, God. You would meet people online, at home. And that, Lord God, we would hold tight to this promise that you are with us. And that as we hold tight, God, Lord, we would loosen our grip to whatever it is that we've been holding on to as our hope. We would loosen our grip on our concerns and our worries. And that, Lord, as you are with us, we would cast our cares to you. And Lord, let you carry us and sustain us and save us over and over until you come. So we thank you for that. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from City Church, located in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. We hope God meets you where you are and doesn't leave you, but changes you through the work of His Son. For additional information, please visit citychurchpa.org.